communicate. Review movies and television. Bring you the news and think it's funny. Streaming to the internet at the speed of light, 96 KBS. For the next few hours, the superhost, Anna May, mistress of the dorks. Dave, with a unique perspective. And their core mission, to right that which is wrong, educate the ignorant, and say things funny. You can join the show on the website at geekworldradio.com. Begin.
You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero superhosts, anime, mistress of the dork, and the man who never stops talking, Dave! Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email, and we're going to give you a new email address because the email server has just been getting so clogged up. So if you want to send us an email, send it to gw@geekworldradio.com. Got that? gw@geekworldradio.com.
Nice.
So you're going to send your emails there because we've been having a lot of trouble getting your emails lately. So you can also check out our website at geekworldradio.com and follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/geekworldradio. So for all of you who listen to the station, you might already know this, but other than for just this show, which is awesome. We're playing, the show airs on Thursday at noon. It airs Friday at noon, but it also airs Thursday and Friday at midnight.
Oh.
So, you know, if you miss
four times in 1 week, four times the Geek World.
Yeah, so anytime you miss anything, you've got some other chance to catch parts of the show. So.
Yes. If you're playing Call of Duty or DC Universe Online or something late at night and you say, hey, I want to hear Geek World. Well,
you can.
There you go. You can. No problem.
So, we have a jam-packed show for you today.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the brand new show on the Sci-Fi Network, Face Off. We've got the return of Vampire Diaries and Nikita. We've got the sci-fi original movie, Megapython versus Gator.
Yeah!
We're going to talk about An Idiot Abroad from the Science Network. We're going to take a re-look at the American version of being human.
Yes.
We're gonna debut our brand new segment, Geek World Eats. This week, Geek World Eats Japan.
Eat Japan. Watch out.
Plus, Buffy Season 8, the comic book.
Yes.
So,
it's finally come to an end.
I know. Crazy. So.
Yes.
Are you ready to begin, Dave?
I think I am. I think I can handle it.
Okay.
Yes. So where are we starting off?
Well, we could just start off with Face Off.
Let's do it.
Let's start off with
Face Off. Okay. So, I really like the Sci-Fi Channel over the last few years. You know, they've come up with some kind of cool programming here and there. And
they changed their name to the Space Age SYFY.
Yes, exactly. It's much cooler now. You could tell.
Shorter.
You could see. Yes, it is. It's much shorter. But, you know, they don't just make, these cheesy Saturday night movies like we'll be talking about later. They have been making some cool programs. And, yeah, and the new one they come out with is Face Off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reality show. It's about a terrorist and a counter-terrorist going after one another, and they switch faces.
No, that would be the movie.
Oh, okay. This one was directed by John Woo, right?
Also the movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Doesn't have John Travolta.
I don't think I saw this then.
Cage
would you like to talk about it?
So this is a reality show, and it's about, well, it's for Hollywood makeup artists, essentially.
Yes.
For people that have been doing, well, some people that have been in the industry, some people that are kind of more working their way into the industry. And really, it's to find the next great, Hollywood effects, makeup effects person, which is super awesome.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea for a show, and I like the fact that it's in New York, because it makes more sense than having it in L.A. where, everyone on the show would actually be, working on, probably big things.
Yeah, although these people could have been working on, Broadway and stuff.
Yes.
Doing, The Lion King.
Yes. Well, and also, keep in mind, a lot of movies don't even get shot in L.A. anymore either.
It's true,
they get shot
in Canada.
Some get shot in Canada. Some get shot in New Mexico. That's where they're shooting the Avengers. Some get shot in, Missouri. It's crazy. They're all over North Carolina. A lot of places, a lot of things get shot. Well, it's that dollar, those tax incentives they can do. And, also other countries like Prague. Let's not forget about that either.
Yes.
Yes.
Prague.
How could you forget about Prague?
I love when they shoot them in foreign countries and all the extras are completely foreign.
Yes,
really speak a word of English.
Yes, no, it's very cool. But they try. The best is when they try to make them attempt to speak English. That's the best.
So
part.
Good.
Yeah, like what's going on here? Yeah.
What part of America are you supposed to be from?
Now it's funny because we went through sort of the onslaught of reality TV. Quite a few years ago when it seemed like every time you turned on the TV it was a reality TV show. Obviously, you know, one, reality TV was in quite a few years ago, and mm-hmm. B, you know, it's cheap to make those shows.
Yeah, one and B.
One and B. One and B. Yeah, sorry. But I don't know. I like numbers and letters. Is there a problem with that?
No problem.
No, clearly, people know what I'm talking about. You know, people, and they know, they knew what I was talking about, anime. You know, they were following along. You had to just go and be, Buzz Killington or something like that.
Buzz Killington.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's my favorite thing, I think, from Family Guy, is Buzz Killington. But I gotta say, there's been a lot of really bad reality TV shows, but I think, you know, there's been a bit of a wane, you know, for a while. I think there's been a lot more original programming out there that's more, like, narrative-based. But there have been some decent quality reality TV shows that have come out, and I feel like this is definitely one of them. I think it's a really cool idea, both if you like, you know, movie magic and, people creating stuff.
Wait, is it good if you like movie magic, or does it destroy the movie magic?
I think it's good if you like movie magic.
It's like Mythbusters destroys movie magic.
Yes,
sometimes.
Mythbusters.
I love
them.
Yeah. I love Mythbusters.
Mythbusters.
I also love that they destroy movie magic.
Yeah.
But they do destroy movie magic.
Mythbusters takes a lot of the fun out of it, though. You know, it was weird watching the Green Hornet special before the Green Hornet came out. And so it was like, I already knew this stuff was impossible before it came out.
But when I was watching the Green Hornet, I was like, wait, if they had done this, then it would have been right. Because, like, the car received way more structural damage than they caused to it. It had, like, the entire top blown off when they were trying to cut it in half. And so like, you know, if it had received the kind of structural damage that it had in the movie, then it totally would have worked. The Mythbusters have to go back and do it again.
I like that Seth Rogen kept on defending, you know, what he had written. And
yeah.
It's like, no, you got to try it again. That was pretty funny. But, you know, it's funny. We watch sci-fi once again. I was playing some of the old Green Hornets.
Yeah.
And we were watching some of those with Bruce Lee. And those are pretty sweet. I do have to, you know, I understand if you're an older person who really liked, you know, the Green Hornet, I do understand if you kind of miss sort of the badass quality of the actual Green Hornet, because, you know, it was kind of cool. He would go in and, you know, basically, like, you know, essentially threaten the criminals until, you know, they were part of their deal.
You're right. But at the same time, anytime they would fight, it looked like Kato would you know, like, jump in and kick some butt, and then the Green Hornet would kind of fall on them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it sort of looks like, you know, when you watch Enter the Dragon, you know, and you got Roper over there, like, doing his best to do a fly kick, and Bruce Lee's, like, beating everybody up, and, you know, Jim Kelly, too, is already beating everybody up. So, yeah, it's true. You know, white guys from the 60s, not so good at martial arts.
Yeah.
Not so good. They tried, but not so much. But, yeah, so anyway, as we were talking about Face Off.
Right.
I think, you know, it's really interesting because this is one of those shows that we've never really quite seen this kind of thing before. I think it's really cool because it's about the arts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get these people that are all kinds of, you know, different makeup artists. Some, you know, just, like, really pretty much just work on makeup. Others do a lot of, like, modeling and stuff like that. And it's really cool to see, like, the molding and how they get to things.
And how they completely transform a person from, you know, a normal looking person, a model, into a elephant man.
Bug
person
Oh man, the elephant man too. The guys who won the elephant man they came up with, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was an incredibly beautifully done piece of sculpture. Yeah,
I thought it was so great, you know, and I also thought just, you know, the fact that, you know, you got to see the 3 days of them working on it, of the teams working on it. I actually really enjoyed it.
Well, it's funny because, like, people that are into things like women that are into things like Project Runway, or men that are into things like Project Runway, whoever happens to be into things like Project Runway, I'm not, but for people like that,
there must be somebody into it that still keeps on going.
But the thing is, for people that are into that kind of thing, this is the kind of show that would also appeal to them, because
you think
Well, yeah, because it's doing the kind of, like, same kind of art, the same kind of makeup, except instead of doing it with, like, high fashiony kind of things, it's doing it with
I kind of disagree. I feel like people who are in a high fashion web wouldn't want anything to do with this, because this is more like, you know, like the Fangora group, you know, the people who enjoy like that kind of crazy makeup
but
and make monsters.
My point is that it really this kind of connects those two groups, because it brings in the same kind of stuff, the making of the fashion of this, even though it's a awesome, oftentimes a gruesome kind of fashion or a bizarre kind of fashion. I mean, come on, think about Bjork's dress that she wore that one time. It was a freaking swan, you know? I mean, like, I mean, the fact is that it's the same kind of thing. It's the creation of the, you know, the look. And so for people that are into creating the look, that's, you know, this is the kind of show for people on either end, on the people that are into the more like horror sci-fi kind of thing, but also the people that are into the more like, you know, making things kind of fashion thing, and people that are just into crafts.
You know, you talk about Bjork there. You ever see those freaky videos of that guy who killed himself over Bjork? Do you ever see those? Oh, he's got like weird makeup on and stuff. He's like one of these like, you know, creatures that make him face off. It was creepy.
Wow.
Why do I always end up watching this weird stuff on TV?
Because you're weird.
I know. I've seen some of the weirdest stuff on TV. There's been a lot of people obsessed with Bjork and her soothing minstrels. Wait, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means either. Anyway, you know, I think one of the cool things was, I like in the first competition, you know, they got like immunity, and this one, and the guy who won, like, he had this great idea of basically like, they had to take something from the room in this hotel, and basically this guy took this like bouquet of flowers and made it look like that somebody got it like shoved in his face, like right through his face. That was pretty awesome looking and pretty grotesque.
I also I liked the guy that that took the plant and made it into like essentially like scales.
Yeah.
Why are people calling here?
Yes, well, I don't know. Speaking of which, I don't know if we're going to talk about it later, but, you know, we've been watching The Cape, and I love how they took the Scales character and actually made him look more like Killer Croc.
Yeah.
Like, you notice that? Like, in the first, like, the
made
pilot...
Scaly and green.
Exactly. They made him more green. In the pilot, he was like, you know, he had his normal skin tone, but he had all these scales, you know, more like what actually happens when people have that condition. And you know, it's like, people just need to call us. The bat phone is ringing off the hook.
Bat phone, we will not answer you.
And,
we're busy.
What is going on here? I don't know. Maybe we should pick it up.
Really wants to get in touch with us. I don't care.
No, you don't care right now? Okay. Well, anyway, I think I don't even know what I was talking about. I got so confused by the phone. But I do like the fact that guy won immunity. He has the creature of the Black Lagoon.
Oh, you were talking about scales
tattooed
in the cape.
On his trachea. Oh yeah, scales. Yeah, they just made him more green. I thought that was cool because they made him a little more appropriate for I think a superhero thing. You know, it took a little out of the real world, but at the same time, you know, he's a super villain.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like
the show itself is very much out of the real world.
Yeah, I mean the show isn't really based on trying to make things uber realistic. So I like that. But yeah, I think that you know, I think the cool thing about Face Off though is, you know, it's already very inventive. You know, I mean, in the first episode they split up into teams of two, and these guys had to like basically make hybrids of humans and animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so of course, you know, they brought the real animals in. You know,
they
had beetles, they had ostrich, and they had a freaking elephant.
Yeah.
Like, that rules. I would love to work on something with a big elephant right there. Wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be really cool.
I mean, there would actually be an elephant.
Maybe someday we can record this show from on top of an elephant.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
That would be so cool.
I would love that. I would love that. That would be so cool.
We call it our Dumbo show.
We saw a few elephants because we're going to be talking about Idiot Abroad.
Yes.
There's an elephant in that, too. So there's just elephants everywhere. Elephants rule. Elephants are in. Did you know that? Yeah. Elephants are totally in right now.
So in.
Mm-hmm. Big time. Big time. But yeah, I'm
going to ride an elephant to work.
You should. That'd be sweet. Like, I wish I had a pet elephant. You did. His name was Stampy. yes, for all you Simpsons fans out there. You know, I also have to say, one of the really cool things is the guy who won the challenge this week, I'm pretty sure he worked on a Power Rangers movie because they showed, like, people stills, and I'm pretty sure the one of the guys, like, he had worked on was one of the villains from those Power Ranger movies.
I think he might be right.
The guy who looks like he's, like, all flesh with, like, you know, like, some silver metal stuff on him. Pretty cool,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I think Face Off is really cool, and you know, I think we should continue watching it because I think it's really sweet.
I agree.
So, what do we talk about next?
Ooh, should we talk about the return of Nikita or Vampire Diaries?
Yes, let's do that. Which one do you want to do first?
Oh, I don't know. Which one do you want to do first?
I don't know.
I decided how you're starting. It's your turn.
Okay, let's start with Nikita first.
Okay.
Okay. First off, we have to say that we're a little disappointed with the CW because, you know, this was going to be kind of a big CW thing because, you know, Nikita and Vampire Diaries are coming back. And then, of course, Supernatural and Smallville were supposed to come back.
And we're two people that get really upset about Smallville.
I mean, come on. It's the last season. We freaking love Smallville. We freaking love Supernatural, too. And then, of course, like, the day before, they're like, oh yeah, we can't play this. We have to. We're gonna play reruns of Nikita and Vampire Diaries next.
We're okay with because like we want people to be able to see them, but at the same time, we're waiting for Smallville and Supernatural.
Well, the worst part is, I guess the reasoning was they were afraid of American Idol.
You know what? There's no reason to fear American Idol anymore.
Seriously, does anyone care?
No.
Like, really? Is there anyone actually that watches that avidly? Like, I mean,
obviously there still are
viewers,
people that watch, but yeah, it's not. I mean, first off, Randy Jackson is the only, like, you know, Randy Jackson and Ryan there are the only ones that are still there. Yeah. And it's really weird.
I guess they replaced the whole Simon being mean to people, like Steven Tyler, like, hitting on all the young girls. I guess that's the new controversy, is Steven Tyler is constantly hitting on any girl that's attractive.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good times, huh? Can't wait to see that.
Weird. You're gonna have to find out if your friend's gonna be on, though.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, I will have to. I'll have to find that out, but I don't know yet.
Yeah.
CW. That's too bad, and you know, I have to wait
another week.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I'm really not happy about that. And the funny part is,
by the time this show is airing, it'll be only one day until they have to wait. So.
Well, the funny part is, though, you know, they did this because they thought people weren't gonna watch on Thursday, and so they replayed, you know, Vampire Diaries and Nikita on Friday. But in the end, Vampire Diaries and Nikita had the same exact, like, you know, they had the same ratings they usually have.
Yeah, well.
So in the end, you know, it was all for naught.
Well, at least extra people got to watch it on Friday. So.
That's true. So what are you going to do? Okay, so anyway, enough with that. You know, we'll have to talk about that nonsense. We'll have to talk about Supernatural and Smallville next week.
So Nikita.
Yes. Okay. So I love this freaking show.
Yeah.
This show is really good. This is one of those shows that I'm almost surprised is on the CW, because it's a really high caliber show.
Mm-hmm.
CW's been really good for the last few years. And I got to say, this was really good. You know, basically we had this whole thing where now you know, the Lindsay Fonseca character is essentially
Alex.
She's graduated, you know, because
she's now a full-time agent,
because she capped Tom, you know. And so basically now she's a full-time agent. Exactly. She gets her own place. And, you know, I like that they had a little moment that was sort of like the original Nikita, where, you know, in the original Nikita, she kept on buying, like, ravioli or something
like that.
And this, like, she bought a bunch of, like,
marshmallow fluff.
Exactly. And, you know, I thought it was, you know, of course it was fun to see her, like, you know, kick the guy's butt at the party because he was handsy and stuff like that. But really, you know, this show is all about how awesome Nikita is. And
let's not forget that they also put an exploding chip in her head.
Yes. Now, that was kind of the big thing that was going on with this. That was the MacGuffin of the episode, was the exploding chip in the head.
You love that word.
It's a great word. I mean, MacGuffin. It pretty much just, you know, it's, you know, the thing that kind of keeps the story going. I mean, it's a really easy way to, you know, kind of focus in on stuff. What's important in life? Exploding chips in people's heads.
Explosion.
Was that part of the chip in Spike's head? Was it going to explode? Do you remember? Was that part of it? Or wasn't it going to kill him or something in the old Buffy?
We might have. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I know it made it so that he couldn't bite people.
Yes. Yes. That was a big part. Yes.
But maybe it also had an exploding factor.
Yes. Well, who
knows?
It would be kind of cool if it did. Yeah. But basically, that was the whole thing, is Nikita had to find a way to get that chip out of her head. And but really, I think that the really cool part of it was, of course, when, you know, they're in the CIA office, and then there's, like, this huge, like, awesome battle royale between, like, Nikita and CIA agents and, like, Michael and CIA agents. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, I gotta say, I love Maggie Q for, like, many reasons, but the big reason I do is because she spent a lot of time in Hong Kong. Her first, like, really the first quite a few years of her career was spent doing, you know, Hong Kong movies.
Like Naked Weapon.
Which, exactly,
is pretty much Nikita.
So she, you know, she got to basically, you know, learn a lot of martial art type stuff. So she really comes across as, like, completely authentic when
she's
she does this stuff.
Good at playing tough.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's
so awesome.
So, like, you believe that she is really kicking these people's butts.
Yeah. It's crazy. By the way, I love her voice. It's, like, the most soothing thing in the world. I want a GPS with Maggie Q's voice.
You'd fall asleep. Like,
I probably would. I'd be like, oh. Oh, it's so nice.
Rock me to sleep,
it's
GPS.
It's like heaven is speaking. Ryan GPS tried to kill us. You know, I think that, I don't
know. Wow, old office reference.
I know, I can't help it. I haven't watched The Office in years, so I have to make old office references. I can't help it. But honestly, it was just really good. I don't know what else to say about it. I love that, the fact that I'm going to start trying to hack things with a Blu-ray player, because apparently, you know, that's something you can do.
Can't we all?
I couldn't hack one thing. Like, seriously, I can hardly get into my email, so I don't even know how to hack anything.
Hack something with a hatchet.
Yeah, exactly. Lindsay Borden style. Sweet. Was that Lizzie reference old enough?
You suck.
You know, I had to wake up super early today to do stuff, so, you know, my brain isn't working right. What are
well,
we going to do?
You know, yeah, I guess.
What are we
going
to do? What are we going to do? So, yeah, I don't know really what else to say about Akita. Is there anything else you wanted to say about it?
What else do I want to say about it? I like that she has her like new guy in the CIA that she's going to end up getting him a job like way high up in the CIA to help her
exactly.
out and stuff. And I miss I want to see if what's his name is going to come back.
What's his name's going to come back?
The one who was who used to be guarding the box.
And... Devin Sawa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. You know, he's like the ex-cleaner.
I like how every time like the show is on, they kind of have a new little like intro opening thing where she's like, you know, I've got my friend Alex in on the inside, and then I've got so-and-so on the outside, and then depending on who it is, changes. Yes. It's cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, no, I really like that intro, too. Yeah, this show's really cool. I mean, I think it's great. I think it's so cool to have these butt-kicking, you know, chick icons out there. Like, you know, we're going to be talking about Buffy Season 8 in the comic book a little later, and, you know, I guess while reading it, I just, you know, remembered how great Buffy was and how awesome Sarah Michelle Gellar was, not only at the kind of the bubbly thing that, you know, that Buffy was half the time, but also at the butt-kicking part, you know, mm-hmm. and the toughness there. And I just think it's great to have this on there. And, you know, I'm also really excited for when this Wonder Woman pilot, you know, finally airs. I mean, obviously they're still hiring a director as we speak. They haven't cast anything, but I'm excited for it. I think it should be really cool.
I still hold to my old thought of Adrian Pilecki as Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I like her a lot. Legion wasn't great, but I still enjoyed her, even if I didn't like the character. And that's all how the character was written, not her. She was just on Criminal Minds or whatever this week, and she had dark hair.
Yeah.
So you know, like she shows that she's a pretty face, no matter what color hair she has.
Exactly. You know, hair has a lot to do with a person's look sometimes. And yeah, I agree. I actually think she was in the last season of Friday Night Lights with dark hair too, because I saw a picture of it in a magazine. Yeah. I think she's great. You know, I think you know, she's tall. She's like 5'10" or something, and she's a really decent actress. I think she's the right age to play Wonder Woman. I mm-hmm. think she'd be great. I totally agree. I mean, she was the first sort of Supergirl in Smallville.
Yeah,
remember she played the first one that was could have been Kara, but actually wasn't. And she's just really awesome. And I think she's got you believe her that she has some physicality.
Yeah.
But I actually completely agree with you. I think she'd be a really good Wonder Woman. Yeah, that'd be
so
cool.
She's my vote. So.
Yes, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But anyway, what are we talking about now?
Well, we can get on to Vampire Diaries.
Yes, let's talk about Vampire Diaries.
Let's first talk about the new campaign for Vampire Diaries. Okay, CW, catch VD?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, catch VD? Really? You think that's a good idea, really? Catch VD? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean,
really?
We all thought Skins was a threat to the kids. I mean, now it's like, you know, Vampire Diaries wants you to catch VD. I can't believe it.
I mean, I get it. I get what... No! Ah,
yeah.
God, it's just so gross.
It's really gross. Yeah, I mean...
Why?
It's clever. I would say it's certainly clever.
Yeah, in a gross way.
Yes, no, it's very true. Yes.
But the problem is you don't want to catch VD.
Nobody
wants to catch VD.
No.
So why would you want to tell people to catch VD? People don't want to catch VD.
Yeah, but they do want to catch Vampire Diaries on CW.
That's true.
But not actual VD.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say about it.
Seriously.
It's a little, it's clever / disturbing.
Catch VD. Why?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I mean.
Send your opinions to gw@geekworldradio.com.
I mean, honestly.
Tell us at gw@geekworldradio.com if you want to catch VD.
It's almost beyond being able to be mocked or laughed at. It's like, wow, you guys went there, huh? I mean, you know, it's obvious what they were going for. And hey, you know, I mean, it's, I mean, good for you, I guess. I don't really know what to say.
What do you say?
Yeah,
really?
There's really nothing to say. I mean, it's kind of like, wow. Anyway, though, it is a very good show. And we often talk about that. We're embarrassed to say that a show called Vampire Diaries we like. But it's actually a really, really good show.
Mm-hmm.
The story always keeps on unfolding. And it's really got a good pace. We always said, we like.
It almost makes you want to catch VD.
Vampire Diaries, catch VD. Yeah, I mean, we're not even making it up, too. That's, yeah.
can't believe that.
Yeah.
If you work at the CW and you want to email us and let us know why somebody thought that was a good idea, I really want to know the thinking behind this. So somebody, please send me an email.
I haven't even seen the poster yet. You know, I know that's what it's called, but you know, I got to see the poster. Have you seen it yet?
No.
That actually says that? We got to find that.
Yeah.
We got to take a look at that.
I want to know if that's not the truth. Maybe your friend was lying to you.
I hope he was lying to me. Yeah, because I wanted to check it out and get the chance. So I sure hope so, because that's I don't think it is, though. It sounds like, you know, that's cool about the CW. You know, they do a lot of ad campaigns that are sort of that are risky. You know, it's like I was saying before, you know, that whole thing with Gossip Girl.
Yeah, you know what else is risky?
What?
VD.
Yes, it is. Well, it is very, yes, very, very risky. Or Ricky. I thought you were going to talk about Ricky O for a second. It's like the only thing worse
Ricky
than VD
o, the story of
is,
Ricky.
Is getting punched by a guy and then exploding. You know, but yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'll talk about Vampire Diaries while you confirm that is in fact the tagline of this new season of Vampire Diaries. You know, I think
Vampire Diaries tells viewers to catch VD.
Is that what it says?
Thank you, New York Daily News.
Yes. Okay, so you got it. There you go. Yep. Well, there you go. But, you know, like I said, you know, we all know the whole Gossip Girl thing with, you know, Blake Lively giving an orgasm face and the whole, like, you know, the a parent's worst nightmare. You know, that's just kind of what they do. You know, that's they like to be edgy like that, you know?
Oh, my God. It's just these giant billboards that say, catch VD.
That's awesome.
And then there's the one with, like, with, you know, Nina Dobrev and the two guys, and then catch VD and giant letters. The Vampire Diaries, Thursday is
eight. Oh, see that man, one. That's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's funny because
a menage a trois, catch VD and a menage a trois.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, yeah. Oh. I mean, all the last posters were them, like, you know, basically, you know, all over. It was a menage a trois, like you said. So, really, I mean, I guess practice safe sex, kids, or you'll catch VD, or, you know, practice safe TV watching, or you'll catch VD. I don't know.
You know, like the OMFG ads for Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the same thing. That, yeah. Like, you know, they were very risque and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Catch VD.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to do that. Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. You know, I mean, it's scary. It's scary times now. You know, with
all these people catching VD.
Well, you know, Skins is teaching kids to only have the best narcotics, and now Vampire Diaries is telling kids to catch VD. I mean, what's next? You know, have sex with dead people.
Isn't that kind of what having sex with vampires
is? It really is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. First, they had sex with
so it's dead people. VD while having necrophilia.
Necrophilia. NVD. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And bestiality with all the werewolves and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's
my.
Just terrible, isn't it?
Wow.
I mean it's
how
like.
How does the show always go to bestiality?
I know.
Necrophilia.
Yeah,
and
well,
like that.
You know. I mean, it's. I guess it should just be like, you know, I guess next would be crack. I mean, really, how could they get worse? I don't think they could. I think they've pretty much reached that gamut.
Wow.
It's a little much, huh?
Anyways, I think we're going to take a break.
How can we take a break after that?
I don't know. But when we come back, we will talk about more catching VD.
Yes.
we'll get to Vampire Diaries and Megapython versus Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be back with you in just a moment.
In a world of chaos and confusion, there are but two geeks who can clear everything up. Anna and Dave, Geek World, Thursdays at noon on 92.5 KYHY Burbank.
You are listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero super hosts, Anime, Mistress of the Dork, and the man that never stops talking, Dave! Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to gw@geekworldradio.com. Yes, we are giving you this email address because it's it's been getting way too clogged up.
Yes.
So we haven't been getting a lot of your emails. So gw@geekworldradio.com. And you could also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/geekworldradio. So.
Yes.
We have been telling you how to catch VD.
Yeah, you know, I think I figured it out. I think I realized why, you know, they pushed back Smallville and Supernatural so that they could replay Vampire Diaries and Nikita.
To make sure people catch VD.
Exactly. They wanted to make sure that, you know, people caught VD, you know, just in case they didn't catch it, you know, on Thursday night. You can also catch VD on Friday night.
With CW know, for all of your VD
well,
needs.
Well, the party, you know, party night always does start on Thursday, you know, when you start in college. So, you know, Thursday and Friday are perfect nights to catch VD.
It's also perfect days to catch Geek World.
Yes, exactly. So apparently, there you go.
You could either catch GW or you could catch VD.
Yes.
Which one's better?
So, you know, I guess The Vampire Diaries, you know, as we've already said, teaches you to have sex with dead people, have sex with animals, and catch VD.
I mean, the thing is,
and eat people too.
Vampire Diaries, it's already tough enough to tell people that we're fans of the show. It's already hard enough just by the fact that it's called Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
Okay. Now, telling people to catch VD. Like, I mean, we're screwed. We can't tell anyone about this now.
I mean, I gotta say, like, is it like a prerequisite to catch VD before you watch it? So, like, that's what I'm concerned with. I mean, are they actually want you, or is
I don't
it,
know. They look
you
know, all like sweaty and sickly on the billboard. I think they've already caught VD.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Hey, you know, I mean, I don't even know
Truth
what to
in
say.
Advertising.
I don't even know what to say. You know, it's like, wow. You know, they went there. They really did. And the best part is when you don't even see anyone for the scene. It's just like a billboard that says Catch VD.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's great because, you know, you go around, you see these billboards about, you know, like, you know, these different places that say, you know, you should go get an HIV test or, you know, not feel bad about it or stuff like that. And then we got billboards saying Catch VD. So,
yeah, I'd like to see one of those Catch VD ones next to the, like, go get yourself tested for AIDS.
Yeah, that'd be, I think that would be a great. But hey, you know, I mean, I guess the old adage, you know, no press is bad press. There you go, right?
I like that they're showing this one on Times Square. It's a Mamma Mia right next to Catch VD.
It's like, can we just go back to the Menage a Trois photos, please? Come on.
And then Disney right next to it.
Yeah. There you go.
Tinkerbell.
You know.
I mean, it is actually Tinkerbell.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. First stories about that Tinkerbell, you know.
She likes to catch VD.
Apparently she does. Yes. Mamma Mia. Okay, so
anyways.
Enough
with
that.
Let's actually get to talking about the show instead of talking about their ridiculous ad campaign. I can't support this ad campaign. I love this show, but I can't support this campaign.
It's wrong. It's a little weird, huh? Yeah, it's a little weird.
I don't want to catch VD. I don't. I really don't.
Well, you know, basically, we get the same kind of stuff going on with Vampire Diaries. You know, of course, you got Elena's the doppelganger, and there's like Klaus who's looking for her because he's gonna like sacrifice her so the vampires can walk around and do whatever they want.
Although
whatever.
This episode wasn't really about much of that stuff. It was let's see, like, first off, Bonnie wasn't even in it, and Jeremy wasn't in it.
No, yeah,
and the aunt, she wasn't in it either.
No,
and Alaric Saltzman wasn't in it.
No, he was in it a little bit.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in the. He was just like in the bar.
Oh, right,
and
you're
checking
right.
Out the werewolf chick. Yeah, no, this one's pretty much about like Laura Cohen like being hot and then dying.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
That's pretty much what I know. It's right. I mean, you know, we loved her as Bella from Supernatural, and of course, everyone knows her from Harold and Van Wilder 2, Rise of Time.
Yes,
it's like everyone knows her from that.
Well, duh.
Yes, but yes,
I kind of enjoyed that movie.
Yeah,
I quite entertaining.
I liked it. It was fun. You know, Cal Penn.
I like
just
Cal Penn.
Fun,
yeah,
you know?
and Lauren Cohen.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
And British people rule.
Yes, they do. They do rule. And there's that bulldog. So you know, you can't go wrong with
large,
that.
His name is Balzac.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm
not even joking.
Bulldog's
name is Balzac.
Yes,
and he has
it is.
Gigantic pair of Balzacs.
Yes, there's not a whole lot of metaphor there. It pretty much says it all. You know, I think that this was just a really cool episode. I will have to say though, one thing that we've realized while watching Vampire Diaries is that don't be a black guy working in Mystic Falls.
Yeah, like if you're a hardworking black man and you work in Mystic Falls, you're going to die.
Yes, you need to move away quickly.
If you work by the school.
Yes.
Yeah, they keep on like they every single time that a vampire is going to kill.
Yeah.
Like it's
pretty much you know, Bonnie is apparently the only African American who can be in that town because you know Graham's already died.
Yeah,
and you know they got the new witches, but you know they seem kind of bad. But yeah, if other than that, if you're just trying to make a living, I would move the hell away out of Mystic Falls because you will die. You know, I gotta say I was really impressed with Ian Somerhalder this episode. His whole little soliloquy at the end there when he was all depressed and stuff. I thought it was like he was a really good actor.
I would still like him to play Namor.
Yes, we were talking about that the other day, actually.
Although I have a new choice that I also play Namor.
Yeah.
I would also like to see Sam Witwer in the part.
Yes.
So those are my choices for Namor if they ever do a second Avengers movie after this first one.
I gotta say, Sam Witwer has sort of like, he has features that kind of look like Namor. We never thought about that until we watched The Last Being Human, and the guy had like the drawing of Witwer from like the 70s or whatever, and you're like, that looks like Namor. But both gents would be good for that. Do you remember there was a time when David Boreanaz was trying to get
he really
role?
Wanted to be Namor.
Yes, yes.
But unfortunately, that never came to fruition.
No, it did not. But he's good at Sealy Booth, so that's okay.
Kind of funny that that Joss is doing the Avengers now.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if this had been years ago and he were doing it, then, you know, maybe he would have brought in Namor and had David Boreanaz play it.
I kept on thinking today about how excited I am about Joss Whedon directing the Avengers and how it could be one of those super, super great superhero movies. You know, it's going to be really difficult to ever top The Dark Knight. Obviously, it'll happen someday, but, man, The Dark Knight was just, like, a great movie that happened to be a superhero movie.
But it's like, if anyone can handle a gang of superheroes, it's Joss Whedon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I gotta say, he's a great director. I mean, Serenity was really well shot. You know, it's one thing to be a really good writer, but Joss has definitely proven himself as a very, very good director, too. And I'm just super excited for it. You know, there was already, rumors about the guy who plays Thor there saying how Chris Hemsworth talking about how... you know, there might be like a tiff between the Hulk and Thor in the movie.
That would be awesome.
Which, you know, makes sense because, I mean, the thing is, Joss Whedon's written for comic books. You know, Joss Whedon, you know, we were watching some old Buffy's a while ago, and, you know, I think it was the fourth season premiere of Buffy when, Xander said, Avengers Assemble.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Joss has been, you know, a comic book fan for a long time, and so I really think he'll probably stick pretty close to the original Avengers. Which...
Well, I mean, he was writing some of the X-Men.
Uncanny X-Men, yeah. Exactly. And so I think it would be really cool. I mean, as we've already talked about before, really the Avengers came together because, you know, Loki basically caused Hulk to go on a rampage in order to stop Thor. And so, you know, Thor and Ant-Man and who's the other one? I'm trying to remember. It was Thor, Ant-Man, Wasp, and it wasn't Captain America yet, obviously. I don't think it was Iron Man. It was one other person that I can't recall. Anyway, they all got together to help Thor stop the Hulk. And the Wasp was like, hey. Oh, no, it was Giant Man or Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
He said, hey, let's make a team. And Wasp came up with a name.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good times. You know, they kick butt, basically. And so, you know, it'll be pretty cool. Obviously, it'll change around a little bit, because I don't even know if they're going to have a Wasp or an Ant-Man, even. I mean, they haven't cast anyone for Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ant-Man is such a weird character. He's so whiny.
Yeah, he's very whiny.
You need someone who can do whiny really well.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, they'll probably have, like, you know, they already have Hawkeye instead, and, you know, they already have, Anyway, so I think that's going to be pretty awesome. But what were we talking about again?
Wow, really?
Yeah. What, Vampire Diaries?
Catching VD.
Yes, Catching VD, yes. We're talking about
Catching
VD. How
could you forget Catching VD, Dave?
I mean, I kind of wanted to forget. I got to say, it's startling, really, when you look at it. I mean...
It's like it sounds kind of uncomfortable.
It's like you said. I mean, really, it's hard enough to tell people to watch Vampire Diaries. It's a really good show. But then, you know, you come on...
Yeah, guys, I caught
like
VD. It's
like,
awesome.
Crap, really?
No.
It's like, bummer, man. Like, what are you supposed to do? I mean, Anyway, yeah, you know...
Can't you come up with something cool for me to say that I watch? Like,
yeah.
Oh man, you're making it so hard.
Yeah, they really, really, really are. You know, I gotta say, it was funny though. The Caroline character had a great, really great line. This one, because you know she kept on getting kissed by like all these different guys. So she basically yells, "Everyone just needs to stop kissing me." I thought that was a really, really funny line. They should probably make a quote board here or there.
The quote boat.
Quote boat. The quote boat. Where we are on a boat and quote stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say about it. Honestly, it was good. I mean, it's a good show. I don't really
You should
know
all catch VD.
Yes, exactly.
I guess that's all we can say.
Yeah, I mean...
you know, the thing is that it's consistently a really, really enjoyable show.
Yeah.
The Vampire Diaries books came out way before a lot of these, you know, way before Buffy. They came out before True Blood. They came out before, you know... any of the Twilight crap, you know?
Damn.
So, like, you know, Vampire Diaries is where a lot of this stuff started. A lot of the vampire, werewolf, and real life girl, you know? And the girl who two vampires love her and are fighting over her. And, you know, so it's like where a lot of these other stories kind of culled from. And
I mean, you know, we're not going to make any allegations, but it's kind of weird to know that, you know, Vampire Diaries, the books came out long before Buffy, and Stefan is... quite a lot like Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot like Angel.
And Damon is a lot like Spike.
Exactly. However, you know, we do have to say for Joss, Joss never wanted Angel to be a part of this.
Yeah.
He always wanted Buffy, the vampires always be evil, and for Buffy always kill them, but, you know, some of his
but
partners.
The fact is that those things make for great storylines, and there wasn't a Vampire Diaries show at that point.
Exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, but, you know, we don't know. We can only suppose things. You know, I gotta say, though, I really like the two guys. You know, we really like Paul Wesley. We just watched for our last show, Fallen, where he played Nephilim.
Yeah.
And he was the Lord of the Nephilims. He was the Redeemer. And
You never got to talk about what else he should play.
Oh yes, perfect timing. Okay, there's this one part in Fallen where, you know, because he's like Lord of the Nephilims or he's an angel. He's got
the
like,
Redeemer.
Yes, he's got like a flame sword. You know, he's got a sword made of fire. And there's all this like orange on his face. And I was like, oh my god, I know Paul Wesley should play Lionel.
So if they ever do a live action Thundercats,
yes.
And not just this new anime-style Thundercats that
yes.
they've got going. Paul Wesley as Lionel.
He's Lionel. There you go. Yeah, I'm actually, I don't know, I kind of like the new design of the Thundercats. I know, you know, I grew up with Thundercats, and it was actually one of my favorite cartoons as a kid, and, you know, people always get upset about stuff because they always feel like they're trampling on their childhood, but I kind of like the new design. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I kind of appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new take on it, and the fact is that, to me, I always kind of wanted Lionel to look a little younger anyway. Like,
yeah.
I know that the whole thing was that, like, he was a little kid, and
mm-hmm.
He was, like, you know, essentially prematurely aged, and
yeah.
but like, I don't know, he still just, it seemed like he was aged way too much to me when I was a kid. Like, I wanted him because he acted a little more childlike, because
well,
he was still a kid.
It's so tragic when you think about it. You
yeah,
know, it's not
it
like,
really
it's
is.
Not like Shazam, where, you know, he can become, you know, he basically turns into an adult, but then becomes a kid again. I mean, basically, you know, they were all floating through space, and Lionel's little thing was broken, so he went from, like, 12 to, like, 25
yeah.
within, like, while everyone else stayed the same age. And so it's kind of tragic. He literally missed out on his childhood.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense to, you know, make a little younger. I like that they made his hair a little more, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! A little
yeah.
less like the bouffant thing he had going on or whatever in the 80s. It was a little much. And I gotta say,
and they made everyone a little less S&M-y.
Yes! Yes, very less. Especially Panthro. Panthro was like very S&M-y, like without a doubt. I mean, he had his like, they all had their little like the Speedos on, and then he had like the suspenders with spikes on them. You know, it was like, you know, Master Panthro. It was a little much. So I think, I actually think it's going to be kind of cool. I like the fact that they were talking about how they gave Tigra more of a backstory, because he didn't really have much of a backstory in the original one. He was just kind of the guy with the whip.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know, I like the fact that they're kind of going away from like the Speedos, or actually giving him pants, which is nice, you know, a nice pair of pants. I think that, it's pretty good. You know, I wanted to talk to you about something though, anime. Maybe we'll talk about it a little later. But, you know, we're going to be talking about Superman, you know,
yes.
because of course, there is going to be a new Superman. You know, Henry Cavill has been
cast
as Superman. And I was talking about, would you change the suit? Are the red like undies there over the blue suit? Is that a little too much for today's populace?
Here's kind of the problem. The problem is that yes, of course it's too much.
Right?
You know, there's a reason that they changed the Wonder Woman costume to a pair of black stretch pants, which
I mean,
just freaking weird.
I mean, I would like to be sexist, but I think that's a terrible idea.
I liked it when it was like a little skirt or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
whatever.
It
you know,
to be those weird kind of granny panty things they put her in before. But seriously, like a skirt would be nice.
Yeah, but you know, hey, that's kind of inappropriate for flying over people. Even in her invisible jet.
Touché.
I mean, but you know, I don't know. The black stretch pants are just kind of weird to me, but whatever, you know.
But I liked it. You know, you made the point of the fact that, you know, she was an Amazon, so why would
yeah.
she be wearing black stretch pants?
Yeah, I mean, she'd be wearing a toga, and she doesn't conform to your stupid human,
yeah.
you know.
She's a sellout.
I mean, like,
come on.
Like, what does she care? I mean, like, she'd go running around naked if it wasn't for your stupid human convention. Of wearing
yeah.
clothing.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, so I vote for toga.
Yes,
but anyways,
toga,
back to whether or not the red underwear is appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, I think I really need to think about this more. I've been thinking about it, but like,
yeah.
I just it's really tough to say. What do you think? Send an email to gw@geekworldradio.com.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because anytime they try to change the costumes too much, you know, fans scream blasphemy. And, you know, Superman is the first real superhero. You know, Action Comics began this character, and he's had this costume that's pretty much stayed relatively the same for a long time.
When he was in the black costume, was there a pair of underwear?
No, it was all black with a silver shield.
Okay, so the thing is that means that there is precedence set for no underwear over your
pants. But no one liked that costume. Everyone knows the iconic blue and red. And the problem is, you know, it really does add that contrast there. And if it was all just blue, it'd be weird. But it's like, it's just kind of much for today, don't you think? Like,
well, isn't a guy in spandex and a cape too much? I mean,
You know, I guess to a point, I suppose. You know,
I mean, the thing is that he's a superhero. He wears this thing to stand out. I mean, the fact that he can get away with not wearing a mask, glasses as Clark Kent. Yeah. I mean, that simple fact is,
I think I'll take the red tighties over the whole how should I put this? What do we call the Martha Jones look that was going on in Smallville?
Yeah. If you check back in some of our older posts on the website, you can see
Anyway, but I gotta say, I've just been thinking about this lately because, you know, this movie's going, you know, and Christopher Nolan's a producer and Zack Snyder's directing it, and I don't know why I've been thinking about it, but I have, you know, because it's like they really haven't altered this costume yet, and I wonder if they can keep the same because, you know, the one thing, you know, Bryan Singer, you know, he did was he kept that costume the same. You know, they altered the size of the S shield, but overall it was basically the same exact costume.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him in an all blue unitard.
Right?
Like, I certainly don't want that.
Yeah.
But like, I guess he could wear a pair of like red pants, but then he looks like a clown. I mean.
He looks like a clown. It's so true.
I mean, maybe they should make him wear black stretch pants if they're going to do it to Wonder Woman.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. It's like, for instance,
I don't know what I would want from them. Like, I don't know what they could do to make it not look weird, because superhero costumes are by their very nature weird.
It's true. You know, I like the way they've sort of redesigned the Green Lantern costume, but you know, but there's never been a movie version of the Green Lantern, so they can kind of do what they want.
But the Green Lantern is still in, like, you know, in well, CGI'd green. Stuff.
I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm a true fan. I love Superman. I think he's great. And I'm not against, you know, the red underwear over. I just, you know, I've been just thinking about it lately. I don't know, like, maybe it's a good thing to change that, but how would you change it without, you know, like, making it look even dumber?
That's the problem. You can't make it not look dumber.
Hey, let's just talk about things like can't. I mean, there's so many, like, great costume designers out there. Somebody must be able to come up with a way. But the problem is, just, like, shorts,
that's
right?
That's the thing. Like, that's the problem. The only way to do it is to come up with a way that either really changes the look of it or to put a pair of, like you said, red boxers on. I mean, like... Yeah,
What about a big red belt? Like a WWF belt? Like a huge red belt?
Okay, that's it.
You know?
What about his yellow belt? Does he usually wear a yellow belt?
It's like a WWF. It's like, it's got a gold center, like a big WWF belt, and then, like, you know, like a red outside.
I've got it. Superman is now Scottish, and he wears a red kilt.
Yes!
And blue tights underneath.
But did we already talk about the whole flight? Oh, blue tights underneath. There you go. Okay, that works out. I guess we'll just have to talk about this in another day.
Maybe we'll discuss it a little more later in the show.
Yes.
If we can figure something out. Let's get on to MegaPython versus
My gosh. Okay, well, you know, the Sci-Fi Channel is great for many reasons, and one of the great things is that, you know, they brought back the really cheesy for cheesy's sake, you know, kind of crappy 50s and 60s drive-in movies.
Yes.
They do these things called the original Saturday Night movies, and, you know, we've enjoyed these in and out anytime we can catch one, you know, and I think that this one is, you know, has got a lot of press because, you know, what's fun about these movies is they get people who were famous, you know, a few decades ago to play, you know, like marine biologists or like, you know, rangers or stuff like that. And they're always really, really cheesy. Like, that's the point, you know? I mean, they're kind of beyond criticism because they're clearly made to be stupid.
Yes.
But, you know, this one was kind of like, you know, big because, you know, we get Tiffany, who's been in a lot of these movies, and also you get Debbie Gibson, who's also been in a lot of these. And, you know, they, of course, were like, before the whole, like, Team Jacob, Team Edward thing. You know? There was like Debbie Gibson and Tiffany, and they were like, you know, the mall singers. You know, if you're, you know, if you watch How I Met Your Mother, the whole
Robin Sparkle
thing is all kind of based on what those two were back in the day. You know, so it was really fun to have them both in this movie, Mega Python versus Gatoroid. Now, you know, we're not going to sit here and actually critique this movie, because why would you?
How could you?
I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, it's like critiquing a blind person in their dart skills. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I like that.
You know, it's like, it's clearly supposed to be stupid. I have to say, though, this one was actually written knowing it was dumber than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah, and that kind of annoyed me a little.
It was, right?
The thing is that in a lot of these, at least like the extras and stuff are really trying. Some of them think they're really good actors,
yeah.
Or they think this is their big break or something, and they're really trying to like I don't know, they ham it up a lot, but they're really trying to sell it or whatever. And in this one, it was like you were trying to sell stupid.
Yeah, exactly. I love when Tiffany freaks out, like it was like Mega Piranha.
God. By the way, Mega Piranha has the best ending of any of these.
It really does, yes.
Oh my God, all these giant Mega Piranhas are coming at us. Oh, let's kill one of them. Oh, we're saved. One of them is dead.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They kind of lost it at the end there, because they had it all the way through there. I like it. Is that the one where the big giant piranha jumps up and eats a plane?
I believe it is.
Yes, that was good times. I also like the guy doing the bicycle kick.
The
piranhas. But we're not talking about Mega Piranha.
No.
We're talking about Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
That's true.
Now, I love the title Mega Python versus Gatoroid, specifically for Gatoroid, because
yes.
I wasn't really sure what that was all about.
No.
But, you know, hey, it fit with the topic. Basically, Debbie Gibson is a crazed environmentalist. Now, anime, you care about the environment. How do you feel about the way most environmentalists are portrayed in films?
They are never portrayed the way that an environmentalist really thinks. Like, what they have is crazy people that they call environmentalists.
Yeah.
I don't care that they called her doctor or whatever. There's no way she could have been a doctor of anything. Like, let me just introduce this snake species into a totally non-native environment for it. Nothing could go wrong. I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor of... I don't even know.
I don't know. Yeah, I like the
Doctor
fact that...
stupid.
I like the fact that when, like, she opened up the big sack and let them all out, it looked like, you know, when Orochimaru in Naruto would, like, spit out, like, millions of snakes. It looked totally awesome. But, yeah, basically, you know, she releases all these pythons that get super big, and they start killing people, and Tiffany plays, like, you know, the ranger. And, of course, you know, her fiancé dies. So she goes berserk and crazy. And she goes, like, we need to stop these pythons. We need bigger gators.
Yeah.
And so, of course, she, you know, they find a guy who, you know, sells steroids.
Well, one of the old woman who works for her, her grandson.
Yes.
He sells steroids to people.
He sells steroids. And he had, like, this super, like, you know, experimental steroid that, you know, that you can excessively grow muscles and it will never end. And so, of course, you know, she injects, you know, these into chickens and throws them to the gators, and of course we get Gatoroid, who are these gigantic freaking like alligators. And I gotta say, honestly, for a lot of these movies, it actually had slightly better CG. Now, granted, these movies never really have good CG. That's also part of the charm of them. But, you know, this one actually had like decent ones, and there was actually kind of some fun fighting between them. I mean, it's the thing, you know, there's always these like people like versus. You know, it's like it all really started like, well, first off, you know, you think about, you know, the Submariner versus the Human Torch, like way back in the day, you know, and then you had and I think that was really one of the first big of the superhero versus. And then, of course, you had later on, you had like Spider-Man versus Superman, all the way up to Freddy versus Jason. People love versus, you know, and that's what the sci-fi works on. You know, it's always like, you know, Komodo versus Cobra. It's always like, you know, Mega Python versus Gatoroid. And so, you know, you get all the fun kind of, you know, stuff.
Marvel versus DC.
Exactly. But I gotta say, really, it's popular. Yeah, Marvel versus DC. Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yeah.
What's really cool is the fact that...
Marvel versus Capcom.
Capcom, exactly. Is the huge cat fight, which is, of course, you know, been the part that has been, you know, sort of shown the most in all the previews. I have to say, I think my favorite part is the fact that they seem to be grabbing each other's boobs a lot.
Yeah, well, I think that seemed to be what they were actually going for. They were just, hey, boobs, I'm gonna grab at that.
I thought I was watching the L Word again. I was like, sweet, the L Word's back. It's not, unfortunately. It was funny. We got to see some of the L Word in a CSI quite a few weeks ago, because I can't watch CSI, so we had to like let them stack up on the DVR.
And then we had to watch them all at once.
Whatever. I'll, you know, watch them. But I gotta say, I think my favorite part of that cat fight, I'm pretty sure that Tiffany's stunt double was a dude.
I think you're right. Yeah. At least for parts of it.
Yeah, because it seemed pretty clear to me. But you know, there was like a lot of fun stuff. You know, Mickey Dolenz got eaten by a giant python. You know, so
that's a singing monkey.
That's what you get for that's what you get for making head. I gotta say, the snake ate the train. You know, they ate the blimp.
But that was kind of fun. The snake eating the train.
It was awesome. It was totally fun. And good times. You know, are these good movies? Of course not. That's the point.
No, but I kind of want them to go back to trying again. I want them to go back to like getting people that think that they're like getting their big break and stuff.
Because, well, once you see the wink, in which you realize it does lose a little bit of its magic.
Yeah,
it's
like
stupid
magic. Yeah, I mean, I want people that are really trying. I want them to really try to like. I want them to think
so you
that
laugh
really
at the failure.
Yeah, that's the charm of those movies. Laughing at the failure. Come on,
it's
really
so true. It's very very true. You know, you like the like I got a clever idea and we're all trying to act. It's like no. You're terrible.
Yeah,
I remember we watched one not too long ago where they had Kendra the Vampire Slayer.
Oh my god.
Of Buffy,
yeah,
who's also in Vampire Diaries,
yeah,
right?
As
the witch from
Emily
from Days of Yore.
Yes,
good times.
But actually, we should go on to our next break, and when we come back, we got an idiot abroad. We've got our relook at being human. Geek World eats Japan,
yeah,
and
Godzilla style.
And later on, we're going to be talking about Buffy season 8 in comic book form. So we'll be back with you in just a moment.